AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The entire police force has been suspended in Uvalde, Texas. It follows the hiring of a former Texas state trooper who was part of the hesitant law enforcement response during the May deadly shooting at Robb Elementary School. 19 children were killed at that school in Uvalde. The Labor Department says hiring slowed last month. 263,000 jobs were added. It's likely not to change the Federal Reserve plan to keep raising interest rates aggressively to fight persistently high inflation. Stocks are deep in negative territory today. In Hagerstown, Maryland.
The last few years, we've faced some of the most difficult challenges in our history.
President Biden says he has a plan to hold off inflation.
For everything we've been through, I've never been more optimistic about America's prospects in my entire career. My word, I've never been more optimistic. Just remember who in hell we are. We're the United States of America.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden declaring the risk of nuclear Armageddon is at the highest level since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis is reinforcing how seriously the U.S. is taking Russian threats during the Ukraine war.
We have not seen any reason to adjust our own strategic nuclear posture, nor do we have indication that Russia is preparing to imminently use nuclear weapons.
The president's remarks mark the starkest warnings yet by the U.S. government about the nuclear stakes. Human rights activists from Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia won the Nobel Peace Prize for their work on human rights, democracy, and peaceful coexistence. The Memorial Human Rights Defense Center in Russia is one of the recipients. Tatiana Glushkova is a board member.
The Memorial understands the parallels between the Putin's regime and the Soviet regime and the Stalin's regime.
Meantime, Russia is concentrating attacks in its invasion of Ukraine on areas it illegally annexed. This is AP News. Experts say Elon Musk faces some hurdles before going through on his deal to buy Twitter.
Earlier this week, the Tesla founder reversing course, saying he'd go through with acquiring the social media company under the same terms they agreed to in April. Both sides are now fighting over whether Twitter's lawsuit against Musk should be dropped. For the deal to go through, Musk has to hold together a group of banks and investors that will help him pay for the purchase. Experts say that behind the scenes, banks could be scrambling to find buyers for $12.5 billion in debt from the deal, and Musk is trying to hold together a group of equity investors that is pitching in billions more. The erratic billionaire is on the hook for the rest. Julie Walker, New York.
The most powerful teams in NASCAR are warning the venerable stock car racing series has a broken economic model that is unfair and has little to no chance of long-term stability. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.